Well, over the last number of months, Sean Dolans have witnessed sort of like systematic deterioration of their playing pitch. What's happening here is their young ones, now they're good weather coming on, they're going to the backfield there beside the playing pitch. They're bringing the blue bags with them that they're drinking, and then they're smashing the bottles beside the pitch. They've damaged the dugouts, and they've been lighting fires. They've basically been causing a complete nuisance now. We're doing a meeting today at Sean Dolans with all the service providers within the area to see is there a way we can manage to hold this together here.
And Councillor Campbell, the sad thing is here it's local people damaging their own local facilities.
That's the reality of it. You know, it's people here, it's a handful of mindless thugs who are going out there, who have no respect whatsoever, and they're out there and they're damaging this facility. The Sean Dolans is there now, which is over 20 years in the Craigan. They have served the community very, very well, and it would be an absolute shame if this facility was to close. So we, myself as a councillor for the area, Martina Anderson, who's the MLA, we're meeting with the service provider, and we will be fighting tooth and nail to hold on to this facility for the Craigan area.
And Sean Dolans are going to suffer here as well, because they were due to host an All-Ireland football festival recently as well.
That's right. We have what's called Sail in the Nog, which is one of the biggest festivals. It's under 14 years of age, playing Gaelic and hurling, and it's one of the biggest festivals from the Gaelic perspective, and it's coming to the city. It will attract literally thousands of visitors, and Sean Dolans were the host Mayo. That was going to be their host team, and here we have a situation now where it's going to be closed down and we'll not be able to host it. It's an absolute shame, to be honest with you.